It's Countdown to Copenhagen with Joanna Ryde.
Hello and welcome to Countdown to Copenhagen. Can you believe that we only have 2 weeks left? I am really excited. On today's show, we'll be talking to Ray Coyley. He'll be reviewing the next 5 Eurovision songs. And I'm going to play you a very special song. Back in 2010, I wrote a song for Liechtenstein to enter the Eurovision Song Contest. I'm going to play that for you. It's called It's Really Small and It's Nice. But first of all, he's back, Ray Coyley. How are you, love? Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Haven't seen you in ages.
No, it's been so long.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're going to talk about our next set of Eurovision songs. We're over halfway through.
We are. God, what have we left after this? 12 or 13?
There's only 12 after today.
Hopefully we're getting into a few good ones now. Last week's wasn't the best.
Well, I'm going to disappoint you. Today we're going to start off with Lithuania.
Oh, gee, I spoke too soon. I'm going to make you fall down, 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 down on your knees. I'm going to make you fall
down, down, down. I'm going to make you fall down, 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 down. Now, the song is called Attention and it's by Vilaka Matici. I can't read the end of that name.
Now, this didn't get my attention. Never mind say keep my attention. I just wrote down beside here, I just don't like it.
It sounds like a cheap girl band in 1992.
And not even that. I think even going back to that, they might have been better than that. It's very messy. It needs to be like toned down or stripped down or something. I had to turn it off. I just didn't like it.
Sorry if you're listening and you're from Lithuania. Your song's crap. Right, our next one we're going to move on to. We talked about this a few weeks ago.
Malta.
It is Malta. I'm not holding back. No, I ain't wasting time. So, Ray, what do you think of Coming Home by Firelight?
Well, they're obviously a big fan of Mumford & Sons and Gary Barlow because the
everyone is saying Mumford & Sons.
It's identical. That's the type of thing that's in right now.
So the one thing that I've been looking at, right, because I really like this song, is, you know, the votes from the fan clubs, mm-hmm. and Malta hasn't been doing that well.
I'm surprised because this is the type of song I think that would be very popular everywhere.
Well, let's hope it does better on the night.
Fingers crossed, I love it. It's a big favourite of mine.
Okie dokie, we're going to move on. Okie dokie karaoke. We're going to move on to Moldova. Mercy, I have no feelings of mercy. Destiny left me so empty. Now, what do you think of Wild Soul by Christina Scarlett?
Not a lot. Here I go again. There's just not much to say about it. I've listened to it 2 or 3 times, still don't like it, couldn't even remember what the chorus is like. It didn't really do much to my soul anyway, it's definitely not wild.
Oh no. Now, I'm going to say I do like the dubstep, I'm a fan of the dubstep anyway.
I'm not surprised by that, I thought you would like this.
But it's not Armenia. Poor, I forgot her name again, Christina Scarlett and her Wild Soul. We're going meh.
Keep looking for that Wild Soul now, I think.
She is, did you see the video? She's on the beach looking for something anyway. Dirty bitch. Right, we're going to move on now to Montenegro. Мой свет шубом зате. Now, wake up.
Oh, sorry. It's not too bad. It's grand, as we said about a load of them this year. They're grand, but they're not in major.
Well, the song is called Modj Svijinjit.
Yeah.
And it's by Sergei. Hold on, I'm going to have to pull this over and read the rest of his name. It doesn't matter. Sergei something or other.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, it's written there. Sergei Ketvukovic.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, I like the start, but the instruments are good. But apart from that.
Right, we're going to just move quickly on because there's not much more to say about that.
No, there isn't. No.
Right, and if we're going to end today with Norway. And there's a sudden storm inside me, looking for a home. Someone's gonna find me and say. Right, what is your opinion of Silent Storm by Carl Espen?
Believe it or not, I actually love this song.
Now, I didn't like it and then I did like it. I'm having like a battle with myself with this song all the time.
The reason I like it is because the type of thing I listen to. It's nothing Eurovision-y about it, which is probably a bad thing. But I absolutely love the song, but I can't see it doing anything or going anywhere.
Well, yeah, see, I didn't like it, and now I do like it, and then I didn't like it. It's that kind of song. I don't know what it's going to do on the night.
Yeah, I don't know myself, but I really like it. It's one of the, it's one of my favourites now out of this week.
Which was your favourite this week?
Out of all of them, out of all of this week, it would be Malta, of course.
I'm going to pick Malta as well.
Yeah, and this one would, Norway would be a second.
Okay, I'm going to agree with you on that as well.
Very good.
Look at us agreeing.
For once.
Right,
I won't last.
I'll see you next week. We've got six songs next time.
Six, oh no.
Yeah, we've got an extra one.
Hopefully I'll have a little bit more to say. Hopefully they're good ones.
Well, I can't guarantee that. Sure, we'll have to. Not my fault. No? Bye.
Bye.
So just to remind you, if you're in the Waterford area this coming Friday, the 2nd of May, Munster's premier Eurovision party will be taking place. DJ Chloe will be playing. There'll be lots of stuff going on, the videos on the big screen. There'll be voting. It's going to be lots of crack. So make sure you check it out on Facebook, and I'll see you there on Friday for some laughs. So a few years ago, I decided to enter the Eurovision Song Contest, and I did it for Liechtenstein. However, they don't have an entry, so they sent it back with apologies and said if they ever enter the competition, they let me know. So here it is, for your pleasure. It's really small and it's nice. Hello Europe and Joanna Ride, it's time to celebrate Liechtenstein. In between Austria and Switzerland, it's sometimes cold but we find it grand. Lovely mountains and lovely lakes, a large population of alpine snakes. All year round there's snow and ice, come in June cause it's really nice. There's so many things to love, Europe's greatest financial hub. There's really low rates of tax, you can launder money cause the laws are lax. Illegal offshore bank accounts, all your checks are sure to bounce. Come on everybody, it's party time, make some noise for Liechtenstein. It's oh so lovely, it's really small and it's nice. Beautiful country, it's really small and it's nice. People are friendly, it's really small and it's nice. It's kinda cuddly, it's really small and it's nice. Hans Adam, he's the prince, and he's worth billions. He lives in a castle in Vaduz and rules the country with lots of love. So Europe, you don't have to wait, it's time to show you that we're great. Our football team is just a start, we've beaten Luxembourg and Latvia. We won more Olympic medals per capita than any other country on the earth. Although they're all for a downhill skiing, our random drug tests are always clean. Now you should know who we are, an entire country of superstars. Come on everybody, it's party time, make some noise for Liechtenstein. It's oh so lovely, it's really small and it's nice. Beautiful country, it's really small and it's nice. People are friendly, it's really small and it's nice. It's kinda cuddly, it's really small and it's nice. It's oh so lovely, it's really small and it's nice. Beautiful country, it's really small and it's nice. People are friendly, it's really small and it's nice. It's kinda cuddly, it's really small and it's nice. So I'll be back on Wednesday for more Eurovision Madness. If you want to get in touch with me, you can get me on Twitter at Joanna Ride, or you can email me mail@joannaride.com. Check out my website www.joannaride.com. Until Wednesday, good night, God bless, bye!